Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Currently, the weather across Israel is quite mild. In Tel Aviv, expect a cool breeze, while in Jerusalem, the skies are clear and calm. Down in Eilut, temperatures are more temperate, perfect for a late-night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, Walla reported that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a stern warning to Iran, stating that any attack on Israel would be one of their last decisions. Also, Israel Hayom shared news from earlier this hour that former President Donald Trump has made threats towards Iran, highlighting American surveillance capabilities during a recent Oval Office meeting. Also this hour, Netanyahu's ongoing political negotiations for unity in the Knesset are heating up, with just 5 days left for list submissions, according to Israel Hayom. Separately, the Times of Israel noted that Trump has reassured Israel about the recent clashes with Iran, suggesting the conflict will de-escalate soon. And finally, from JTA, Brussels Airlines workers are threatening to strike over ethical objections to flights to Israel, citing the ongoing war in Gaza. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Mazik, an Israeli activist and commentator, reported earlier that House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries condemned anti-Semitism from Hassan Piker on CNN. Gideon Sa'ar, Israel's Minister of Justice, posted that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat due to anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government. Belaz News reported that Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar, with approval from Prime Minister Netanyahu, has ordered Dutch diplomats to leave Israel following new Dutch legislation against trade with Israeli settlements. Let's go deeper, starting with Prime Minister Netanyahu's warning to Iran. As reported by Walla, he emphasized that any aggressive move from Iran could have severe consequences. This warning comes amid rising tensions in the region, especially with recent clashes involving Iran. The implication is clear. Israel remains on high alert and prepared to respond decisively. Turning to the U.S.-Iran situation, President Trump made clear in a statement from the Oval Office that the U.S. has significant oversight over Iranian activities. Israel Hayom reported that this follows a recent heavy attack on Iranian territory by American forces. This situation underscores the ongoing strategic tension between the U.S. and Iran, with Israel closely monitoring developments. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's efforts to form a political unity in the Knesset are under pressure, with just days remaining for list submissions. According to Israel Hayom, key political figures are resisting reserved positions, complicating negotiations. This political maneuvering could affect Israel's governance and policy direction in the coming months. In a related development, Times of Israel highlighted Trump's reassurances to Israel regarding the Iran conflict. He suggested that the situation would de-escalate soon, even humorously considering renaming the Hormuz Strait. This reflects ongoing U.S. diplomatic efforts to stabilize the region, with significant implications for Israeli security. Finally, the ethical concerns of Brussels Airlines workers, as noted by JTA, emphasize the broader international reactions to the conflict in Gaza. Their potential strike could disrupt travel to Israel, affecting connectivity and tourism. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Blackstone is leading a $27 million investment in the Israeli cyber startup Huskies, which is innovating in web application firewall technology. Separately, Globes announced that the sale of Hot Mobile received final approval. The communications company will now be controlled by a consortium led by Delek, marking a significant shift in the Israeli telecom sector. And finally, Walla Business has reported that heavy rains have forced the shutdown of several desalination facilities in Israel. Authorities are advising reduced water consumption due to these disruptions. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.